Now let me move on. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, I've just read, by the way, verse 8 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. I think probably I ought to say a word or two relative to this verse here. I have labeled this chapter, Afflictions of the Gospel. And there is a feeling today that the Christian life is a life that ought to be very easy and nice and sweet, and that it'll be bright and breezy. I'm afraid that a great many of us think that we have an indulgent Heavenly Father, that He's going to just put us on a bed of roses, remove every stone out of the pathway, and that nothing is really going to happen that's going to be very serious. Well, my friend, He's saved us. He's called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace. The very important thing for us to note here is that even the Lord Jesus made it clear that we were going to have trouble. He says, in the world you shall have trouble, tribulation. The Christian will not go through the great tribulation, but you and I are sure going through the little tribulation. We're going to have trouble in this life. And to attempt to avoid that and think that because we're Christians that we can avoid it. Someone sent me, he's a man that's a lawyer down in San Clemente, he's retired now, and he sent me some statements that they found in wills which are quite interesting. Here is one. It says, to my son, I leave the pleasure of earning a living. For 25 years, he thought the pleasure was mine. He was mistaken. May I say to you that a great many folk feel that way about our Heavenly Father. That means that everything's going to be easy. Well, may I say to you, the Christian life is just simply not that kind of a life. Samuel Rutherford made this kind of a statement. He says, if you were not strangers here, the hounds of the world would not bark at you. And the Lord Jesus said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. There's something wrong if you become too popular as a Christian. I'm afraid a great many Christians are like a little boy in Sunday school. The teacher said, Johnny, which of the parables do you like best? And the little fellow said, the one where somebody loaves and fishes. And I'm of the opinion that a great many people think that's the Christian life. My friend, it's not. Paul says here, you are partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us. Now let me go over this again. And called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now this is, may I say again, a very wonderful verse here for the child of God. God's wonderful purpose in the gospel, it was hidden in ages past, but it's now revealed through Paul, you see. According to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ before the world began. But we've been told that this has been a mystery, and it was hidden in ages past. Now, we find here that we are to take the place down here of one that is going to have to pay a price. And God has a purpose in mind when He does that. He called us, and He called us to this for a very definite reason.